You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So I just kind of wanted to start off the interview with you letting our listeners know a little bit about you as an artist and how you've developed your sound over the past few years.
My name is Julia Jacqueline. I'm a singer-songwriter from the Blue Mountains in Australia. I started quite young, I guess, doing classical singing from about 11 years old. And then I picked up guitar in high school, after high school. I started playing in Sydney bands, and then I started writing songs when I was about 20 or 21.
Now, you said that you come from a classical singing background. What has that offered you vocally, and like, how has it reflected through your music?
I think it really helped me just techniques to look after my voice so I don't lose it too often, which is very handy when you're on tour. And I think that it just really strengthened my voice and taught me how to use it properly. But I think I became a better singer once I stopped lessons, honestly. Once I felt like I had more, I could use the skills I'd learned, but not stick so closely to them.
So it was like an avenue for you to be able to develop your own musical sound vocally.
Yeah.
And you've been touring with Marlon Williams. How's it been travelling, and what's the response you've received?
It's been really good, yeah. I've been away for about a month now. Oh, no, 5 weeks. Yeah, kind of been everywhere. Been in America and Canada and Europe, and I'm in Montreal right now. It's been really good, very tiring. It's been really nice to be touring again with Marlon, because he was the first person I ever toured with ever.
Amazing
kind of shows me the ropes.
Artist as well.
So it's kind of nice to be such an amazing guy to watch every night. I don't ever get sick of it, so that's really cool.
And your new album, which is coming out, Don't Let the Kids Win, how was developing that for you? Was it a struggle? Did you base a lot of it around your own personal experiences?
It wasn't a struggle because I wasn't writing an album, I guess. I was just writing music at home and playing gigs around town, and kind of realised that I had enough material to make a record. And I always wanted to make an album before I was 25. A lot of it was written around the time I was finishing university and worrying about what to do next. Yeah, it's a pretty kind of like a snapshot of my early 20s, I guess.
Is there anything in particular you really want listeners to be taking away from the album?
I think that people will take away what they need to take away from it, like, you know, my experience being a young woman. But I think that it's quite personal, but it's also pretty universal, I guess. A lot of the things I write about, I'm sure most people have experienced as well. So,
and you're going to be playing at Laneway 2017 in Auckland. What can we expect from you? Like, are you excited?
Yeah, I'm super excited for that, actually. I've had some really nice shows in New Zealand, and it holds like a very special place with me because that's where I recorded the album, and I'm really excited to be on tour with Laneway as well.
Why did you decide to record the album here in New Zealand?
I heard Albert Harding's record a couple of years ago, and I just thought it was amazing, and I loved the production, so I kind of just did some research and figured out that Ben Edwards recorded it, and then I ended up meeting her and Marlon a few weeks later anyway, and then ended up touring with Marlon, so it all kind of worked out.
The album Don't Let the Kids Win, how do you feel about it? Are you just really proud that you've, you know, made an album? As you said, you wanted to make one before you were 25.
Yeah, I feel like it was a good representation of where I was at the time and how experienced I was at the time, because I recorded it a year ago, so it's been a pretty big year since then. But I'm really happy that it exists, and I'm happy that I'm able to release it soon. Don't let the kids win. Just let them lose. They're not gonna learn anything if that's the way you choose to play. Don't let the kids win. Just let them fall. You don't want them growing up thinking, see, your roads are good at playing. Basket.
bone. Don't let your grandmother die while you wait. A cheap trip to Thailand's not gonna make up for never getting to say goodbye. And don't let your brother stop thinking you're cool. Yeah, I know he's got a girlfriend now and he's taller, but that don't mean he stopped looking up to you. And I've got a feeling that this won't ever change. We're gonna keep on getting older. It's gonna keep on feeling strange. Don't let your friends turn cold while you burn to green. When they walk off the stage, embrace them and say that's the best shit I've ever seen. And don't let your sister walk down the aisle without pulling her close, saying I love you and it's okay if I don't see you for a while. And I've got a feeling that this won't ever change. We're gonna keep on getting older. It's gonna keep on feeling strange. And don't let the time go by sitting your mother down and asking what life was like for her before you came to be around. And tell her it's okay if she puts herself first. Us kids will be alright if we're not the center of her universe. And this won't ever change. We're gonna keep on getting older. It's gonna keep on feeling strange. And after a late one, I don't know anything except the more I keep on talking, the less breath.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.